Thank you very much, and also for the organizers for inviting me to speak here. And so I will start X here. This will be just a projective complex, manifold, or possibly or a normal space. Connected, N will be the dimension of X, maybe Kx, this is the canonical bundle, and kappa of X, I hope that this is well known to everybody here, this is the codaira or canonical dimension. Essentially, which measures just the positivity of the canonical bundle, essentially by looking at the asymptotic number of multi pluricanonical sections. When kappa of X, excuse me, this belongs to the following set in general, 0, 1, to n, this will be to the dimension. So minus infinity means that there is no pluricanonical form on X. When this is zero, this means in some weak sense that the canonical bundle is something like torsion, if you prefer. So this is something which is intermediate by means of the so-called Ithaca Moisheson vibration. And here this is something which says that the canonical bundle essentially behaves as if it were ample. And so maybe I will denote by dx, this is the Kobayashi pseudometric on x. And assuming that x is defined over a number field, a small k, this is a number field, then x of k prime bar, this will just denote, this is the Zariski closure of a set of k prime rational points if k prime over k, this is a finite extension. Now we start with Lang's conjecture. Then it says that k kappa of x is n, so which means that x is of a general type. Then this should be equivalent to the fact that dx, this is a metric, at least generically, this is on some open Zariski open subset. This is equivalent to what he says, X being modulic if it's defined over a number field, which means that X of K prime bar. But this is finite on the complement. Generically finite. Generically, this means on some fixed open subset, and this is for any k prime over k. So this is the statement. And so this relates, you have also a statement over a function field, and so this relates, here you have a geometry, here the complex hyperbolicity, and here arithmetics. So three apparently very different fields. And now what is the opposite situation? The opposite situation here, this is when dx, when the Kobayashi pseudometric vanishes identically, and this should be possibly equivalent to, one can may conjecture that this means that k prime, then this should be equal to x for some, or exist some k prime. So this is a property which is called the potential density. Potential density, and here maybe the question is what is possibly the corresponding is there a geometry which might correspond to this? So here we have two special cases. Maybe I can consider the case, at least conjecturally, when kappa of x is zero, and say when something And here, this is certainly true when X is, say, rationally connected. We know that we have this property. So this is, in some kind of higher dimensional generalization of elliptic and rational curves, if you want. So rationally connected means that two points can be joined by a chain or just by a single rational curve. And here, in fact, we will define something then, which is X being special. And we shall give a certain definition. So there are three possible definitions of this special. I will not be able to be very precise here. And so the first definition, possible definition. First, there will be undefined terms here, and they will be defined later on. First, that there exists no rational map onto something such that I will just divide, and this is an orbifold of general type. This will be defined later. Second property, I will also be a little bit vague here. This is here the fact that there does not exist an L in omega p x. A pair L and P strictly positive, L in omega P of X, I should say that this is rank 1 and coherent. This L, this is a sheaf of rank 1 and coherent. And here, such that we have kappa of X and L is equal to P. So the P which appears here is the same as the one which appears here. In general, there is, by Bogomolov, there is an inequality here. This is always less than or equal. And when we have equality, then this is the maximal. And so we claim that there is this. Just to understand a little bit, this is not exactly the usual Kodaira dimension here. And this implies, obviously, for example, in particular, that there exists no rational map from some x to some y here, which is dominant, and with some p here, this is p-dimensional, such that this y here is of a general type, that kappa of y is equal to p. This is the dimension of y, which is positive. Why do we have this? Just consider L, which is f star of k y, for example. So this implies this property. In particular, you don't have any map to something which is of general type. But here we have, to make the property a little bit stronger. And the third property, very different. So this is negative characterization of specialness here, if you want. And here, in order to have something positive, which gives more insight on the structure, and I will be very vague here because I will not be able to, I have not time enough to be precise. So when there exists, X is special if there exists a power of vibrations we have here. Maybe this is X0, which is equal to X, maybe to X1, to X2, and so here to some X rock, which is one point here, and such that here for the generic fibers, and but this has to be taken in the orbifold sense, that kappa, we have kappa plus is minus infinity, kappa is zero, and this is kappa plus minus infinity for the general fibers, so we have generic fibers. To have this third characterization, I need to use an orbifold version of the CNM conjecture of Ithaca. I will say a little bit what it means here. To have this kind of vibration, but this is in the orbifold sense. Orbifold sense. And kappa plus is minus infinity. This is a property in principle which one might expect, but this is relies on a difficult conjecture. To kappa plus is minus infinity here. So we have in principle. So this means essentially this property. We shall. I shall be more precise after. So this is the opposite situation, which gives the opposite properties here. And now we have the general case. I would prefer not to define it. Maybe later, if we have time, I don't define it. And so the general case, this is a mixing of these two properties by means of one single fibration. Namely, there is a fibration that for any x, there exists a unique, in fact, map, Cx. This is the core, called the core of x. Core of x, which goes to x and to, you see, weakly rational, to some C of x, here the core of x, such that we have these two properties, one and two. So the fibers are special, the general fibers. Fibers are special. And here, I'm sorry to use again this word, but the orbifold space is of general type, or a point, precisely, if x is special. So we have a splitting into these two opposite parts. So here, we have, if you prefer, you have x, and here you have this C of x, and here you have this map, Cx, and here you have some fibers, and here, so you have the special part, which are the consist of the fibers, and the general type part, which is the orbifold base. This will be defined later. And so now this splitting, in principle, one may expect that this. So because of this, essentially you can essentially lift the properties, many properties of special varieties just can be reduced to these properties of these two cases here. For example, and like this, and this. And so, let me now, conjecturally, we have the Kobayashi pseudometric vanishes for special manifolds, for example, and here the fibers are special, so the Kobayashi pseudometric should vanish here. So this means here that in this case, we can give a kind of description of splitting also for the Kobayashi pseudometric of any x. Here, in principle, dx should be equal to cx star here of some delta, where delta is now a pseudometric on this part. And here, delta, this should be now the pseudometric. This can be defined of cx, and here we have delta. This is an orbifold pseudometric on this orbifold base, and this is of general type. And so the conjecture is that this should be a metric, at least, over some Zariski open subset, non-empty Zariski open subset. So this gives a very conjectural description of this, and at the level of our arithmetic, it's possible also to get something similar. Now, maybe for this core here, also according to this, we have also another structure theorem, but this depends on this CNN conjecture. Here, and I think the next talk will be concerned by this, CNM orbifold, and see if this can be defined here on this, in this form. There is a canonical decomposition. Here we have the part with kappa plus is minus infinity, and here we have the part with kappa is zero. If you want, the R, this eliminates at each step, but in the orbifold situation, this eliminates the part which is rationally connected, or say, of spherical geometry, and this is eliminates the Ricci flat part, if you want, inductively. So this is a little bit the meaning, and this is why, because of this decomposition, one might expect to lift properties which are true, or expected to be true for this class, to the class of special manifolds. Now, maybe I will try to go a little bit to the motivation of I think. Yes, I will start with another second property, which is the weak specialness, just to motivate a little bit this weak specialness. So I give a definition. X is weakly special if there exists no such diagram. Here we have x prime to x, which is u, and this is etal or ramified finite map here. And here, if there exists no such diagram on some y prime, f prime, which is this is a dominant rational map with kappa of y prime, this is equal to dim of y prime, and this is positive. So the meaning is that X has no finite etal covers, which maps surjectively onto variety of general type and of strictly positive dimension. So this is the definition. Why do we give this definition, for example? Because it is very assume that if we assume Lang's conjecture for the hyperbolicity and assume that dx is identically zero, then if dx is identically zero for this x, dx prime will be identically zero here. And this means that you can't have a map on this, on such a manifold of general type, just because here the Kobayashi pseudometric is supposed not to vanish identically. And so this implies then this is weakly special. And so it's fairly natural to ask whether the converse might be true. And in fact, in some sense, they didn't use this this notion, but Abramovich and Kolyotelen, here they conjectured that, in fact, I use weakly special, they conjectured, in fact, that this would be equivalent to X if over a number field. X weakly special, defined over a number field, is that X is potentially dense. So this was the conjecture of this property. So if we look now at the, I will expand this, and they didn't conjecture this because they were interested in the arithmetic case, but at the level of hyperbolicity, we could translate this by X weakly special. This is true, and this is equivalent to the X being zero here. And so in fact it is very easy to see that this is true. And here on the hyperbolicity level this is much easier to check if n is less than or equal to 2, but the point is that this is false if n is equal to 3 or is larger than or equal to 3. So the converse is wrong. Excuse me, maybe I should how is it? Is it possible to lift this? No, it seems to be fixed. Yes, it can't be lifted. Sorry. So we have this, and so this property here. This is false when n is greater than or equal to 3. I shall briefly describe an example. And so, in fact, one needs a stronger property, certainly, at least, property of specialness, which will be defined later. Excuse me. Yes? The reason. Why is this the reason? The reason why this happens to be false from dimension 3 and on is just that in general, this is due to the existence of multiple fibers. In general, what happens if you are in dimension 2, for example, if you have a map here to some B, so this is, for example, a surface, and if you map to B, and if you have sufficiently many multiple fibers here, and this being a curve, for example, except for very few cases, P1 with one or two multiple fibers as a base here, in general, you can remove these by just taking some etal U here, and you can map it to some B prime, and here, we will have without multiple fibers. But when the base is of the dimension 2 or more, for example, in general, you can't eliminate these multiple fibers by any kind in codimension 1, by any kind of, and we shall see an example, by any kind of, excuse me, this being ramified in general. This being ramified here, but etal here upstairs. And so it's impossible to do this in a higher dimension, and this is very, very precisely what happens when one is in dimension 3 or more, and so we have to deal directly with the ramification divisors. If you want, we have to deal with a larger category. We will deal with the category of the geometric orbifolds, which are here. We, instead of making this kind of covering trick here, we just work on this side here, but we introduce here the ramification divisors where we can eliminate the multiple fibers in codimensional one. And even this is not quite true. We have to do something something else after. But we have this. Yes, I think this is all what I wanted to say here. Okay, so now I will start to define these orbifolds, geometric orbifolds. Geometric orbifolds, these are just pairs. Here, x delta, x is a normal projective variety, and here this will be just an effective q divisor written in this form here, where the aj belong to q, intersected with 0, 1 here. This is, these are exactly the same as the pairs which are considered in the log minimal model program. But here, this aj, we shall write them in a different way. Aj one will be written as 1 minus 1 over mj. And this will be seen as a multiplicity. And written in this form, now we have mj. This is greater than 1, and this is less than or equal to plus infinity. We have plus infinity when we have 1 here. This is increasing the correspondence. So we have this kind of object here. We shall see how they arrive here from this kind of situation. And here, maybe we can say that x delta, here are the support of delta. Support of delta, this is delta, and this is just the union of dj. Here we have different components. And here x delta, this is smooth. If x is smooth, and the support of delta is normal, of normal crossings here. We say that this is integral, and this is integral if mj are integral, belong to z for any j here. So we have this this integral object. So maybe I will briefly describe some invariants. Assume, for example, that x delta is smooth. Excuse me, yes, these objects, they interpolate between the two extreme cases where you have, if you want, delta, which is zero, in which case we just have the proper compact case, and we have when delta is equal to its support, and so we have some open part. This is just the category of quasi-projective varieties, if you want. And here, x delta, assume that it is smooth. Then we can define kx delta. This is a canonical bundle. This will just be kx plus delta. Kappa of x delta, this will be kappa of x, and then kx plus delta here. So we have, but we have, we can define also many other objects. For example, Fn, I will not define them, x delta here. And so this interpolates between sim n of omega p x log of the support of delta, for example. And this contains also sim n omega p of x. So we have these objects, so this means that these are some logarithmic poles, some forms with logarithmic poles on the support of delta, but with bounded poles. And the boundedness depends on the multiplicities of aj. I don't have time to give the details, but you can define also these objects, and in fact, more generally, you can define T or S of X delta, and probably in the near future, I imagine that Erwin Rousseau will define probably the jet of differentials and similar things, which are relevant in... If it is smooth in this definition, then this is KLT already. Yes, I think this is certainly, for the time being, I'm not able to define this reasonably in the KLT situation or log canonical, but I think this is very important, in fact. This is a project, in fact, to try to define this in the KLT situation. So we have this kind of invariant, which can be defined, and also, for example, in the integral case, we have more integral case. So when the multiplicities here are finite, it's possible to give more definitions. You can define the fundamental group, for example. You can define also the Kobayashi pseudometric in a very natural way, and you can also define, for example, the notion of integral or integral points. For example, over some OKS, for example, if it's everything is defined over a curve and taking a suitable models, you can then define all objects. Here, the basic idea, in some sense, is that for these objects, they should have essentially the same geometry of as a manifold. There is really a geometry to define and to develop, and in many cases, the properties which can be shown just without delta, with some additional technical work, can be extended, essentially using the same kind of methods to the category of orbifolds. But we have also some other things which can be, and namely, it's possible to define also the notion of morphism. And here I have a reasonable definition of morphisms between two smooth such orbifolds. You have morphisms, but you can also define birational equivalence. And here the situation is a little bit more tricky than in the case of varieties, because you have a birational equivalent. You can't in general dominate two things by a third one. Birational equivalence, but also we can define rational curves, for example. Rational curves, in particular, also not, of course, entire curves. Entire curves, too. For example, in this situation, which means in the situation where if you have an orbifold map and as a target, and so you can define what are rational curves. And here I believe that the theory should be very, very, very parallel to the one which we have. I don't have time to give definitions here. So this is also this is the one which okay. This is the one. Yes, and now this is the orbifold base of vibration. So let me assume that I have now f which goes from x to y with y normal, for x and y normal, and this is surjective and connected map. Surjective and connected map. And we can, we shall define here an orbifold base, delta f here on y, and so the definition is is the following. We just take, for any E, this is inside of Y, this is a divisor, a vile divisor. Then let us consider, this will make a sense. F star of E, we can write it as a sum of k dk plus r, where f of dk, this is E. For any k here, we have different components with some multiplicities here, and we have f of r, this is contained but different of from E. So this is the S exceptional part. So these are the divisors which are mapped in codimension 2 or more, not subjectively onto E. And here we can define this just even if Y is only normal, just because this is over the multiplicity over the generic point here. And now we can define a multiplicity, a generic multiplicity of the fiber, MF of E. So this will be defined to be the infimum over K of the TK. Here, if we had here, instead of this, if we had a certain multiplicity, delta x, a certain orbital divisor, we could define it just replacing. We would have mf delta x here, for example, of E. This will be the same thing, but infinite over tk. And here we would have the multiplicity of delta x for dk. Here, we would have just to change this. The reason is then for composition of vibrations. I don't give this. Now for the classical definition, this will be slightly different. The classical definition of multiplicity, we would have something which would be F star of MFE, and this would be the GCD of the TK. And this divides MF of E here. So we would have this. But here we need to work with this. I will give some indication for. And so now, out of this, we can just define now delta F. This is an orbital structure, orbital divisor on Y. Here, by definition, this will be the sum over all E of 1 minus 1 over MF of E. This MF of E will be here, dot E. So this is an effective Q divisor. This is an orbital divisor. And this is the and now the pair. Y delta F, this is the orbital base. Base of F. This is the orbital base of F. Of course, we could define also the classical one. You would have the same, but here putting just in the star of E here. And so this is a finite sum. This is, of course, finite sum. And so you have this. This orbital divisor. Now the fundamental invariant is certainly this one. This is of Y delta F. Unfortunately, this invariant, this is not, there is a small problem with birational equivalence, because in general, what will happen when we blow up, for example, x to x prime, here we take some u, and if we blow up also y prime here, we get some f prime and f here and some map V, U and V being birational here. When we have something like this, it's very easy, in fact, to check that we have V star of delta F prime, this is the one. Here we have delta F prime, this maps to delta F, and this is precisely delta F. And so, what happens is this implies that in general we will have only kappa of Y prime delta F prime will be less than or equal to kappa of Y and delta F, but it strict inequality may occur. And so we shall define really the stable thing. This will be kappa of F. By definition, this will be the infimum of kappa of Y prime delta F prime here when F prime is birational to this is a diagram where f prime is birational to f, this is a definition which just take, and this is now a birational invariant which is defined even for if f is now only a rational map with y having arbitrary singularities, so this is well defined and really a good birational invariant. And so but there are two points here. I wouldn't like to spend too much time on this. Yes, the first thing is how can we recognize that kappa of f is equal to kappa of y delta f, for example. This is true when, for example, when f is neat. I don't give the definition, but I explain just how to reach a neat model. You just have to make the following. You take x, you just flatten your map here by making a suitable modification on y prime. You get something which is flat, and then here you just modify here, and this will give you something which is neat. So you can, this is sufficient. On the other hand, there is another way to compute this directly. Namely, we have, I will state this. We have the following result. In fact, kappa of f. So this is this infimum here, this birational infimum. This is now, you can compute it. This is kappa of x. You can take just any model here. And then you take just f star of ky here. I will put a bar here because we have here something to do. Here we have a certain line bundle, but by definition, this will be just the limsup of the log h0 of x, and here we take m f star ky here. And we take this bar here, and we divide just by log of m. So this is the same definition as for the canonical or Kodaira dimension of this line bundle, except that we have this bar. And what is this bar here? This bar, this is the by definition, this is the saturation of m f star ky here in sim m of omega p x here when omega p x sim m yes, this is the saturation of this this shift. You see that it lies like this here, and then you take just its saturation. And so the reason is fairly simple, is that essentially if you when you have multiple fibers here over say that this is a curve and one point here, then you can lift, in general, if you lift just f star of kx here, you will have certain vanishing which correspond just to the fact that your fibers are multiple. And so this, and now this means that you can increase, in fact, this thing a little bit, and you, if there is a component where the multiplicity is minimum, here, then you will subtract these zeros here, but some may remain on the other thing. And so this is the reason, essentially, why you have this kind of property. And so, of course, one has to work a little bit also with the exceptional divisors and so on, but this is not particularly difficult. So maybe I give another definition. And so f is of general type if we have kappa of f. Kappa of f, this is this infimum here. This is when, excuse me, I would like to say also that because we have this notion of orbifold base, also you can, if you have, also you can define it also for, even if x has also a certain delta x here, also, and if you have an orbifold structure on x, then you can get the same also, and you will have here, what do we have? Instead of this, instead of taking this saturation here, in sim, you just have to take the saturation here in this sim, in the formerly non-defined, in fact, I didn't define it precisely, in you take the saturation in this SM of omega p in these orbifold objects, and then you get just the same statement. F is of the general type. If kappa of F, this is the dimension of Y, and this is positive. So this is, yes, kappa of F is of course, this is of course always less than or equal to dim of Y. And dim of Y, and when it is maximal, we say that this is of general type. So this means that we have a base orbifold which is of general type, even if we make some modifications. And two, we say that now we can say that X is a special. X maybe even X delta, we can define it, is a special if there exists no. And here one had really have there exists no F X delta onto some Y here with orbifold with kappa of F delta X. Here I put a delta X here is dim Y, and this is strictly positive. So we can define also this notion of specialness, in fact, for orbifolds. Excuse me. Especially, I assume that this is smooth. I assume that this is smooth to have this notion here. So we have this kind of properties. Yes, so in particular, you see that X is special, for example, so this means that you don't have, in fact, X being special, this means that you don't have such thing which is here of maximal Kodaira dimension and which is, in fact, P here, equal to P. So, it's not immediately a corollary, but nevertheless, this is X delta, say, is special if there exists, in fact, no L here in omega P X and P, some P positive here, such that we have kappa of X delta L here is equal to P. So we have, in fact, the following also characterization, which is like this. We have this kind of result. And for now we have the orbifold additivity. For the activity, it says the following, so this is just a conjecture for C and M orbifold here, and then we have assume that X delta, for example, is smooth, and that F, I assume that this is, that we have some surjective map onto some Y here, and then the conjecture is that kappa of X delta is less, excuse me, is greater than or equal kappa of xy delta y. I assume that this is smooth, for example, and so when we restrict xy to delta y, so this is the generic fiber here, we get again a smooth orbifold here, and this is plus kappa of f. The kappa of f is the one which was defined before. So this is the conjecture. And now there is, so without any deltas, this is due, in fact, to Itaka. And I think in 1972. And now we have the theorem. And this is true if F is of general type. This is F, which is of general type. And now this inequality takes the form of X delta. This is equal to kappa of XY delta Y here, plus dim of Y. So we have this property, and now the proof here, this is essentially, without delta, this was proved by Fivek. And now the proof of Fivek can be adapted from in a fairly direct way to this orbifold situation. And now the corollary of this, we have a definition. Is that I assume that x delta is smooth. X delta is 0, and this implies that x delta is special. Is special. In fact, one expects more. X delta is special. You have that this you would have this property here that excuse me for instance so that for any. You should have, this should be strictly less than p, but in fact, when kappa of x delta is 0, the expectation is this, that this would be less than or equal to 0. And then, if x delta is finite, this is always in the, again, in the smooth case, x delta is finite, then this should imply, this implies, excuse me, that x delta is special, and this, in turn, the expectation is that this should be negative or always minus infinity in this situation. This is a stronger result, and so this is actually, in fact, I can use when this would be essentially the property that kappa plus of x delta is minus infinity if you have this property for any L here, minus infinity. I mean the equality minus infinity for any L inside of this. So we have this property. And now we have seen that kappa of x delta equals 0. So the fact that kappa of that x delta is finite, so these are two things. And then we have a fact, also following fact, that if x delta is rationally connected in the sense of delta for delta rational curves, I didn't give the definition. This implies also that this is also special. So these are really the two really important elementary situations. But now we have also, maybe I will have nevertheless to define the definition. Kappa plus of x delta is minus infinity. This is equivalent by definition. This is a definition that kappa of y delta f, maybe delta f, and then delta x, I will put a delta x here, is minus infinity for any f, which goes from x delta here, rational dominant map here to some y. And if we take the orbifold base here, these are always with negative quadrilateral dimension. And here, there is a thing which is true, rational connectedness in the delta sense. Here, this implies this property. But the this might be conjectural, and this is quite hard, even without deltas. But this is a standard without any deltas. And now we have in particular, but here we have something which is true in the orbifold category, but which is very false without deltas. This is the following. I assume now that I have a map here, x delta, to some y. And so I put here delta f and delta x here. This is, I will assume that this is the orbifold there is. And assume that if this is special, plus x, y, delta y, if this is special, and this implies also that x delta is special. This is not difficult to show. In fact, this is not particularly difficult to show, but this is very false. Without the, in the delta situation, because you may have, for example, very many multiple fibers, and if you take the, into account the base, but without the orbifold structure, then in general, there is no reason, if there are easy counter examples, that the total space will be special. So we, so this, in this category, things turn out to be much better, in fact, to me. And also, what happens, for example, at the level of pi 1, for the fundamental group, for example, you have always, on neat models at least, you have always an exact sequence of fundamental groups for fiber, total space, and then orbifold base. Then you have an exact sequence of, for the level of fundamental groups. So this remains exact in the middle, which is not true without this thing. So there are situations where, in fact, taking into the orbifold structure, this improves. The category is not is better behaved. And here, so this, from 5, we can deduce that, in fact, if we have a sequence of 5 relations, x1, x2, which abuts to a point, and here, if this is a point, or a tower, and assume that for the general fibers, that we have kappa E0 here for the orbifold fiber, kappa and maybe kappa plus is minus infinity, kappa is zero here, and so on. If we have such a tower of vibrations, then these are, excuse me, I should put this x1, delta 1, and so on, delta 2, and xr, delta r, this is a point, then this implies, in fact, that x delta will be special. Because we can climb up the tower here, in this situation, and in fact, there is a canonical decomposition. Conversely, using C and M, orbifold, there is a canonical such a decomposition. For any x delta which is special, there is a canonical. There is such a canonical tower. Canonical tower, and this is just given by this iterated Russian quotient and Ithaca map in the orbifold situation. So you have such a thing. So this explains what is the structure of this. Of these special orbifolds, yes. Here I should mention that even if we start, if we don't want to work with orbifolds, nevertheless they will come into the picture. Even if we start without delta here, then they may appear, and they will in general appear in the sequence here. So we can't avoid them. Okay. And now maybe I have mentioned the core here, this vibration which splits orbifolds into two parts, special, the fibers and so on, and this decomposition. So I don't repeat this. I will maybe go a little bit shortly into the... I would like to make... the example which, for which, in the situation of Abramovich and Kuryutelen, at least the hypervelocity situation was false here. And so there is an example which was constructed by Bogomolov and Chinkel. This is, and it says the following: there exists a threefold. This is a three-dimensional here, everything being smooth. To a surface, this is a two-dimensional, and here this is an elliptic vibration. This is an elliptic vibration, such that we have the following, such that the first, pi 1 of x, here this is a trivial. So this is simply connected. This is, in fact, the property which is not easy to achieve. And here we have also kappa of F2. In fact, this is 1, so this is not of general type. And we have now kappa of F. And here, Kf plus delta F. And delta F here, this is delta F star. So there is no problem with this change between infimum and GCD, because in fact, when you have the multiple fibers, they appear on something which is just irreducible. The fibers are irreducible. And so this is here, and this is 2. And so, from these properties, these two properties which are here, you can deduce easily that this implies that X3, this is weakly special. Weakly special. But in fact, because of this property, this is not special. Not special, and in fact, what you have is that F is the core of X, because you have here a fibration which with fibers, these are just elliptic curves. These are special, and here the orbital base is of general type. And so what Abramovich and Kolyotelen would conjecture in this situation is that such a manifold, it's possible to define it over Q, that this should be potentially dense. And also the analog would be, for example, then that you would have maybe, for example, dense entire curves inside of this, or at least a vanishing Kobayashi pseudometry. But what we can show with Mihai Pound, in fact, this is the following. In fact, that if you have for any phi, which is a map from C to X, you can compose it with F, and you land here in this surface F2. Then this is not only algebraically degenerate, but there exists a certain algebraic curve inside of X here, such that the image of F composed with phi, this is either one point or contained in C. Of course, C is a union of elliptic or rational curves, and so you have so we have in particular the curves here are algebraically degenerate, if you want. And what is the reason? How is this shown? For example, I will not give any kind of detail. Excuse me. Thank you. Yes, this is in S. Thank you. Yes, this is inside of S. And what is the kind of argument that we have? This is very similar to Bogomolov and McQuillan examples. Excuse me. We don't show this for any X, but there exists X's such like this with this property. I'm sorry. We are not able to show this in general. But here, so we are in S, for example. So this is S, and this is an elliptic surface of Kodaira dimension 1. And here we have here the locus. This is a certain divisor, D, over which we have multiple fibers inside of X. But now if we have an entire curve, when it hits the multiple fiber locus here, what will apply when we project down to S is that it will have contact here. D, this is say a certain 1 minus 1 over M, delta D. And what is shown here, this is D. And here the orders of contact will be always divisible by M in this situation. And so now what we have to show is just to show that if we have such an entire curve which is M tangent to D, then this is in fact algebraically degenerate. And this is in fact what we show. And for this we use precisely these Sn omega 1 of S delta, which were defined before. So it is possible to adapt to this. In fact, the proof was simplified later and generalized by Hermann Rousseau using results of McQuillan. For example, this can be a little bit extended, but nevertheless the idea remains the same. Can I take 1 minute? what I would like to mention is something in a question in arithmetic. And so this is because we use a certain notion of multiplicity which is given by infimum. And so this leads, in fact, to the notion of general point. So assume if we take P1 just over Q here, for example, and if we take here on this P1, I take a certain orbifold structure with 2 points. This is on 0 with a certain multiplicity P. On 1 here, this is with a multiplicity Q, and on infinity with multiplicity, say, some R, for example. Then we can corresponding to this, if we take the classical multiplicities which are given by the infimum, this would be spec of Z here, and here this corresponds to these three sections, if you want, with this is 0, 1, infinity, and we have a certain multiplicity here, R, Q, and P here. And what are the sections that we are, what are the rational points that we are considering? I just look at the rational points over Q here. And so the point with the classical multiplicity, you want to have in arithmetic intersection numbers which are divisible by the multiplicities. If you take the other notion, then you have greater than or equal. So the classical point, P1 delta. So the delta is this, this is the delta, which is here. P1 delta, maybe star. This is the classical of Q. This will correspond to the set of X, which are of the form AB, which AB being a pth power of an integer, and here beta over R here, and in such a way that alpha P minus beta R, this should be a certain gamma Q here, expressing the fact that we want also to have this section here. But now, if we take, and so, and the model says in this case that when this orbifold is of general type, which means that 1 over P plus 1 over Q plus 1 over R is really less than 1, then you should have only finitely many points. And using Felting's theorem and the fact that you have this divisibility, you can lift essentially by Chevalier-Weil theorem these rational points here to a curve which covers this in etal way in the orbifold theorem. But if you are in the non-classical multiplicities, here we have more points, and this corresponds to the set of X is A, B, but now the property is weaker than this, and what we have is that alpha A, this will be P full. I will give the definition. B, this is Q, R full, and C, this is now Q, excuse me, where I see this is the difference. This is Q full. Here, so you have a different, so you have more points. Nevertheless, the orbifold model conjecture says that this should be, again, a finite set. And now, I don't, yes, P full. What means P full? A is P full. This means that for any P, this is not P, this is an L which divides A, and this is a prime here, you have also LP divide A. So each prime number which appears with a multiplicity or exponent, at least P, instead of being divisible here. And so actually this finiteness, this is very easy, in fact, that this follows from ABC conjecture. And yes, maybe a small remark is that A is P full, then there is an old result of Erdős, namely that the number of P full which are less than a certain bound, this grows nevertheless than as the P root of this number times a certain integer. So the rate of growth is the same in some sense. So I'm finished. Sorry.